Hi, I'm Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net, and a viewer had written in asking me a very good question about pace, timing, and best practices for what is the correct timing for getting into a relationship. We know some people rush in too quickly, others are far too hesitant and dragging their feet, and she or he asked, is there a certain protocol for when you know you're moving at the correct pace? So, let me describe one thing that must happen for both people. You've met somebody you like. You probably got a yes in your mind. That's important. Pace has to do with when you've made a decision that you want to continue to explore what exists with this person. Now, your partner has to have the same conclusion. And if your partner is unsure of that, you will feel it very clearly. There will be a serious mismatch. That's opposed to the person who also gets a yes, but has tremendous fear. Now, people who are excessively fearful will drag their feet. The foot draggers, the hesitant ones, they have an overriding fear of being hurt, losing control, and they look at any time that their heart is activated as a fearful thing for which they have to guard themselves. Now, this is the irony of this thing. They've already wanted to move forward. They've said mentally yes in their mind. It's not as though they're having to decide, do I like this person, I don't. They're seeing you consistently. You feel that there is a natural progression in terms of consistency of getting together. But they are still dragging their feet, okay? So here are the markers to look for. You want to be building toward more and more contact, from text to calls to in person, and you want that to start to become not so measured in, I'll throw one over the net. Okay, good, oh, finally they got back to me. You want to get off that keeping track of who's up, and when it starts to feel that it's more fluid, where you have less hesitancy to just articulate what you want to say and make contact, that is healthy. What we're looking to do is go from two strangers to closing the gap. That is the correct pace. Now, there are some factors that will affect the pace, but they are allowable because the person who's doing it is very clear about their position. For example, let's say your partner says to you, I'm trying to slow this pace down. And they're giving you a reason, right? I've noticed that I tend to rush and go head over heels. I've made that mistake and I've actually kind of destroyed a couple of relationships. You would have to hear them say, I'm into you and I want to do this, but I'm physically going to slow myself down and I need your help in doing so. That's fine. That's allowable. That's not like the coward who's like, oh, I just want to stay in control and I'll love you when I feel like I want to love you. That is a weak person. Now, what about the person who hesitates? There could be just cause for hesitating. And hesitation on your partner's end is okay as long as they have, just like the rusher, given you this precise information. I'm hesitating because I have to get my dissertation done. I want to focus on this. I'm in it. I've got this on my head, or I've got this project. We've got this lawsuit. I'm just finalizing the divorce. The last little bits, I need to have concentration. If you hear that, that's just cause. What your partner is saying, I'm in it, I know I'm going slower than I'd like to, I need to psychologically get this thing out of the way. Those are allowable. So what we don't want is to find ourselves with the needy person that you started seeing them, you do like them, but within 2 weeks they're trying to get you, they give you a key, they want you to stay over, then they want to know where you are. Before you know it, you've been wrangled into a relationship that you weren't even sure that you wanted, and they want the status. They want to be known as a couple. Now, normally when people get pulled into this, here's the truth about that relationship. One person likes the other a whole lot more. The person who's rushing and trying to grab and close the deal is way more into you than you're into them. So what happens is you walk backwards into a relationship by default because you didn't make any other decision. I have a guy friend that did this. He found himself in a relationship with this girl within the first couple weeks. Had a girlfriend. It was convenient because nothing else was going on for him. The truth was, he enjoyed being cared for by her. He cared for her, but she wasn't his first choice. And he eventually broke up with her. She had rushed something that hadn't been organic for him. So remember, what is healthy is for you to be able to articulate where you are. Hopefully your partner is articulating where they are in the relationship. And you are progressing consistently toward ongoing, fluid connection, contact, and communication. If ever you feel somebody is pushing way too fast and insisting, it is your right to say, I'm not sure, I need a break, I need to slow down. The truth is, they're probably not right for you, and you're already feeling it. You know, I have a friend who met a guy who's probably the man she's going to marry. They knew within the first 3 or 4 hours of hanging out, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking something's up. Either he's super rich and she's a gold digger, or they're both desperate and needy. No. They'd both lived long enough, been involved with enough people, and dated enough to know what they wanted, and when they saw it in each other, it did move very quickly. But it moved quickly and evenly for both people. And to my friend's credit, she's the one that kind of backed down a little bit. And here's what she said, which was so pivotal. Babe, relax. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. I need time to myself during the week. I can't have you here every night, and I can't be going to your place. I have to work. So let's see each other on the weekends. Of course, we'll talk maybe once in a while during the week, but I have to work. That was fine for him, because remember, she prefaced it by saying, I'm here for you. I'm not going anywhere. So follow at a pace where your yes matches their yes. Get past any of the obstacles that are creating hesitancy. Beware of the person who's trying to pull you into a relationship because you're just not that into them. And you will be fine. Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net. Thank you.